Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, if you're a TV viewer, you can see a satellite HD shot of our little spaceship we call Earth here. We've got amazing power that by 1943, the U.S. government had produced the first atomic bombs. They've been on the drawing board since the 1890s by Max Planck and others, but they were then a reality, and you know the rest is history. And, of course, those weapons are quite weak compared to some of the other even more deadly weapons that have been developed by the United States. And some evidence shows that Russia and China may also have them. One class of them is the antimatter bomb. Of course, there are space-based DU Sabo meteor guns and other very serious issues. There are neutron bombs that destroy life but not infrastructure. And then, of course, there are X-ray laser arrays. Let's just say this, there is a lot of stuff in space and a lot of stuff on the ground and in the ocean that launches from the surface and goes up into space. So when you're looking at a hydrogen bomb or an atomic bomb before that, you're kind of looking at the blunderbuss compared to the howitzer. And then it just goes up in magnitudes from there. But what you're seeing is a massive conventional World War II style invasion of Ukraine, and I'm not lionizing the Russians or Putin, but if they wanted to clear out those areas, they would just drop heavy munitions on them and cluster bombs, but because they don't want a high civilian casualty, they are facing massive casualties with their infantry going in to the areas because they have been ordered to attack people that have guns after they've got them in their sights, or they're being fired upon. And so that is why there is a large Russian death toll. From what I've been seeing, I would imagine there's 20,000 dead Russian troops, not 5,000 like the Ukrainians are saying. And I would imagine there are also tens of thousands of dead Ukrainians, but you're not going to ever be hearing about that. The level of propaganda coming out from all different angles, both the Russians and NATO and all of it, is just staggering levels of BS. But I got to say, as usual, the West has clearly topped Russia in all of it, including hypocrisy, with all the massive censorship going on over here. And then you've got them demonizing Russia for their censorship, which I do not support either. Let's be very clear. I think Putin's bit off more than he can chew. I said that before the invasion began. And I said that the globalists are going to try to stage cyber attacks against themselves. And that once they've done that, they could really ratchet up things with the Russians that could lead to a regional tactical nuclear war and then probably a full-scale nuclear war because of just the satanic evil running our world. I mean, we're really close to that. And here it is. Biden, if U.S. has real shooting war, it could be the result of cyber attacks. I've been telling you now for the last 2 years that the next move to bring down civilization by the globalists, because they want to depopulate everybody. They don't care if you're Chinese, Russian, Mexican. They don't care. American. You live in an African country. They want your ass dead. And they've got their big bunker complexes, everything set up. And they keep saying, when there's a cyber attack by whoever, they're going to launch nukes on them. I famously have Hillary saying that if you even launch a cyber attack, we'll nuke you. Well, how do you even know they launch a cyber attack? And now Putin has taken his nuclear forces to their highest level before launch. So they're fueled, they're ready, they're on, they're hot, the keys are in, the codes are punched, and the nuclear forces only have to get the order and press the button. So thank you, NATO. Thank you, New World Order. Thank you, George Soros. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's our headline of your TV viewer, radio simulcasters. Let me read it to you on the InfoWars, Sunday, February 27th, worldwide, live edition. Sunday Live, Putin warns the world is on the brink of nuclear war as NATO ramps up arms, shipments, and sanctions against Russia. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. And we have the video of him saying it. Unlike corporate establishment globalist media and their empire of lies, when I tell you something or I make a claim, I show you the clip. Or sometimes I've already shown it 10 times in the last week. I'll say, remember that clip and I'll show you an article. But you don't get that from the corporate media, because they're such deceivers. And how do I know they're liars? Well, I've caught them in lies myself tens of thousands of times, so have you. But I've also experienced the lies of the corporate media. CNN for weeks has been advertising every break, breathlessly, an Alex Jones special tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, that I was going to watch live and comment on here, but my family's more important, and World War III is more important, and the crisis going on is more important, and it's obscene for CNN to air something like that during a time like this. And it's not because I'm scared of it. It's not. It'll make us get more viewers. And they have a small audience, but still, we'll take them. And I already know it's regurgitated lies. They sent me questions and wanted me to respond to it. Of course, I didn't, because it's all BS. But I saw the questions. It was a bunch of made-up malarkey. Just ridiculous stuff. It's the same regurgitated stuff out of the New York Times and John Ronson and NPR that I walk around the office. Somebody had a goldfish. Nobody ever had a goldfish here. And I reach in and kill or eat their goldfish. That's from Wolf of Wall Street, folks. They don't even hire people that could actually make something up original. So I'm not worried about whatever is going to happen. I'm going to be hoping there's a peace deal between Ukraine and Russia that's going on right now in the middle of the night their time or early morning, so that I can stop worrying about my children's future and your children's future. But that said, we've experienced incredible lies, and it's very, very sad. But that's the way these people work. I think the only way to do this properly is just read headlines and then actually go into these video clips themselves. Putin, Western countries aren't only taking unfriendly economic actions against our country, but leaders of major NATO countries are making aggressive statements about our country. So I order to move Russia's deterrence nuclear forces to a special regime of duty. Now, that's their next to last DEFCON. And if they go up one other level, that's to launch. And it just depends on what. Is it tactical? Is it regional? Is it continental? Is it global? The submarines Russia has off our coast, the bombers in the air, the hypersonic cruise missiles. this is the nuclear brinksmanship we've been led to. And here is Putin in Russian, but there's subtitles saying what I just said.
Видите, что западные страны предпринимают не только недружественные действия в отношении нашей страны в экономической сфере, я имею в виду нелегитимные санкции, о которых все хорошо знают, но высшие должностные лица ведущих стран НАТО допускают и агрессивные высказывания в адрес нашей страны. Поэтому приказываю министру обороны и начальнику генерального штаба перевести силы сдерживания российской армии в режим, в особый режим несения боевого дежурства.
And then he says to the generals in the full clip, are you going to follow that order? And they say, yes, sir. So that's Putin with the gun aimed at us, because the globalists have guns, our guns we paid for pointed at them, and nuclear weapons rolled up to their borders as well. He says, fine, we're taking the safety off. That's, they've taken the nuclear safeties off. The keys are in. The codes are in. They're in launch mode. They're not having to put the keys in. One more death gone up. It's nuclear war. So that's where we are. And I'm sure our woke military is really going to scare them. I'm sure, you know, all the female generals and male generals have never even seen combat or actually read a military textbook, but pretend that they're these big heroes. I'm sure that sends major shivers of fear down the spines of the Russians. Because let me tell you what Putin just showed the world, and I don't agree with what he did. I think he bit off more than he can chew. But see, when you've got a bunch of nuclear weapons and thousands of delivery systems, you can bite off more than you can chew. That's a little secret. But see, the New World Order bit off more than it can chew. It started the fight. It rolled the weapons in. It pushed Russia into a corner. And so now we see people starting to act desperate. Because Russia has in its ethos invasions by the Huns for hundreds and hundreds of years, invasions by the Muslims for over 1,000 years, and then Napoleon and Hitler, and 20 million Russians died in World War II. Look it up. 22 million Germans died. The Russians killed about 18 million of those. So imagine, it's not just like, okay, we lose 600, 700,000 people in World War II or 60-something thousand in Vietnam, and everybody felt it and knows it. That was a real war. But Russia lost 20 million people in World War II. And so it is in the consciousness, and that's what Putin said. He said, people always try to bully us. They always come up on our borders with weapons. And for the first time ever, Russia is not going to wait till you attack. And if you want to have a nuclear war, let's go ahead and have it. He actually says that in a 27-minute address. He also says you want to sexualize our children. You're a bunch of pedophiles. Hollywood's a bunch of devil worshipers. You want to destroy men and women in the family, and we're done. You want a nuclear war? Let's just have one. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, I don't know what we're supposed to say at this point. But the Russians know that Hollywood and the left is not America. It is a disease. It is a cancer. But nevertheless, that cancer hijacked and stole the election. And that cancer has the nuclear weapons and all the space-based crap. And the Russians aren't stupid. They know they'll only get off a fraction of their nukes in a war. It'll be enough to totally destroy North America. And that's why all the billionaires, all the big insiders have already hightailed it out of the United States. They're all gone right now, almost all of them. They're in New Zealand. They're in Australia. They're in up near the Arctic Circle in different bases in northern Canada, private airfields. They're underground right now. While we all sit out here and talk about what's going on with college basketball, or while we sit around and talk about how our gas prices are too high, and the Russians are, you know, 6,000 miles away. 6,000 miles is 5 minutes away when a submarine's off your coast with a hypersonic missile. So by the time that Putin decided to hit the United States, I live 20 minutes from my house where my 4-year-old daughter and my wife are right now. I'm so old now, my other kids are moved out. And by the time I got in my car and drove halfway home, there'd be a big flash in the sky and I'd be dead. That's where we are right now. So, pray to God that people wake up and say no to this. Because this is a Slavic civil war going on. And I've studied history. I'm addicted to it. And the Slavs, just like the Japanese, hate the Chinese and vice versa. And then the Slavs are always killing each other. And they're always doing this. And it's just gone on for over 1,000 years. And it's a Slavic civil war. Everybody should just stay the hell out of it, ladies and gentlemen. You know, when the Crips and Bloods are shooting each other in L.A., do we send the military in? No. We need to stay out of it. And if they want to all kill each other, knock yourselves out. But make no mistake, it was George Soros and others, I'll play the clips when we come back, that lit this damn fuse. And I hold Soros and the New World Order responsible. Besides, are the ones that released the virus.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Live February 27th, Sunday edition of the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer is coming up from 6 to 8 p.m. with Sunday Live right after me, taking your calls, special guests, and so much more. Leo Zagami, who is a real expert on Russia and what's happening, and a critic of Putin, is going to be joining us the last 30 minutes of this hour as we try to show all the different angles of what's going on here. And I want to be very clear, because the left is trying to misrepresent things. I do not support an invasion of Ukraine. I am not happy about this. I have tried to show the Ukrainian concerns, those that are anti-Russian, the Ukrainian concerns of those that are pro-Russian, and the whole Slavic background and history, because it's all fascinating stuff. I mean, Putin tried to give people a history lesson on that, and a lot of folks said, just don't listen to what he has to say. That's the stuff of nuclear war and death. To not listen to people. Even if they're your enemy, you should want to know who your adversary is, or your friend, or someone that you could fix things with. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is good in the hands of good people. Anybody that doesn't want you to listen to something or see something or read something has got a problem. Now, that's one of my criticisms of Putin and Russia. I think they've got an authoritarian background going back to the czars, to the Soviets, and they should more democratize that. But that's their issue. The point is, we're going the way of Russia here with free speech. In fact, in some ways, we've gotten much worse than Russia. So again, it's hypocritical. When I criticize Putin, it doesn't then mean that, oh, we're the good guys, because we've become just as bad of what we've allowed to rule over us. So here's Biden saying, if the U.S. has a real shooting war, it could be the result of a cyber attack. Isn't that perfect? That's in Reuters. We have the video. Isn't that perfect way to escalate a war and not have proof of where the attack came from? And I'm not saying Russia might not do that, but with all the globalists and all of the Klaus Schwabs and Bill Gates is saying the next thing is cyber attack and power outages to heal the earth and to have the next level of the Great Reset, and they're the ones that cooked up the virus. They're the ones that released it. They're the ones that use it for their power grab. And now they're telling me Putin's about to do it? I mean, if Putin was running around all day saying it was about to happen, and if Putin stood to gain from it, I might actually look at Putin as the culprit. But no, I'm not looking at Putin, who's like a mile away in the woods like a turtle, and then you've got the fox in the hen house telling me somebody's about to eat the hens and telling me it's Putin the turtle, when Bill Gates and George Soros is literally the fox with feathers hanging out of his mouth. He's already eaten a bunch of the hens. I mean, it's ridiculous, ladies and gentlemen, but let me digress, because I got so much to hit. I'm just overwhelmed here. Let me show you why the Russians are angry and why the Russians are upset, and then we'll get to Putin's nuclear war threat, which is wild, and just everything that's unfolding. I want to know what's really going on here. Let's listen to George Soros 7.5 years ago after the overthrow of Ukraine. He brags that he got $5 billion in State Department money to overthrow the elected government, where they did firebomb and shoot up the buildings and bomb the buildings and kill thousands of troops and all of it. In fact, a lot of the footage you see of, quote, Russians being firebombed and killed now and APCs on fire, that's actually from the government of Ukraine being overthrown by a NATO-backed color revolution 8 years ago. Here's Soros.
One of the things that many people recognized about you was that you, during the revolutions of 1989, funded a lot of dissident activity, civil society groups in Eastern Europe, in Poland, the Czech Republic. Are you doing similar things in Ukraine?
Well, I set up a foundation in Ukraine before Ukraine became independent of Russia. And the foundation has been functioning ever since. and it played an important part in events now.
Do you think Ukraine will be able to assert a kind of independence from Russia and an alignment with the West, not a specific alignment as a NATO, but a kind of orientation toward the West, or will the Russians always stop them?
No, Putin will try to destabilize Ukraine, but the Ukrainians, the large majority of Ukrainians, are determined to be independent of Russia. It won't be easy, because Putin has staked his regime on destabilizing Ukraine, because it's a threat to his regime in Russia. If you have freedom, free media and so on, and a flourishing economy, that would make his regime unsustainable.
Okay, and then a few years later, when he was outgoing out of the Biden administration, he went on C-SPAN at the Council on Foreign Relations, that's British intelligence arm that took over part of our country, with Richard Inhofe, and Biden, as the vice president says, that he basically puppet controls the new regime there after they overthrew the elected government. Here he is bragging to the world that they own Ukraine.
Concrete example. I was, not I, but it just happened to be, that was the assignment I got. I got all the good ones. So I got Ukraine. And I remember going over convincing our team, or others, to convincing us that we should be providing for loan guarantees. And I went over, I guess, the 12th, 13th time to Kyiv, and I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to the press conference. I said, I'm not going to, we're not going to give you the $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said. I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting the $1 billion. I said, you're not getting the $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a bitch. Got fired. If the prosecutor's not fired.
So they make all these thug claims, act all tough, ship in $10 billion of weapons, $5 billion last year, attack all these Russian-held areas, and the Russians are just like, okay, I mean, I guess we'll attack back. Because they created a proxy government, had a guy that was a TV star, that was the president as the TV star host, and then they install him and do all this, and Russia went crazy. Doesn't mean I agree with it, doesn't mean I like it, but that's the left always doing whatever they want. And now here's Biden, just a couple days ago, not knowing who he is. So then these foreign adversaries see this, and this scares them even more that they're such incompetent leaders, and they say, well, screw it. We got to show strength in the face of this. And Putin has said that. Here it is.
Judge Jackson, congratulations. And the podium is yours. Let me pull this out for you. There you go. You got it? But okay. See, presidents can't do much. Thank you.
Doesn't know what planet he's on. When we come back, I'm going to try to run through a ton of headlines and videos, but and there's something else. I've got a bunch of clips of Democrats like Adam Schiff saying, we got to fight Russia in Ukraine instead of over here. Send them heavy weapons, crush and kill Russians. And the Russians are watching this while it happens, and they see our major leaders saying, crush them, destroy them. What the hell do you think's going to happen here? This is insane. This is and again, it's not like Russia's communist anymore. We are now.
I've been on air more than 25 years. And long before I started selling high-quality vitamin D3 8 years ago, I've been promoting people taking vitamin D3 because it is essential. And if you're not getting sunshine every single day, whether you're black or white or Hispanic, it doesn't matter, your body will be susceptible and wide open to so many of the threats that are out there. It's just like you need oxygen, you die in 4 minutes without oxygen. You die in 5 or 6 days without water, you die in a month without food. Well, that's because these key minerals and elements and vitamins are in the food that you need. And one of the most important for your immune system and your overall health is vitamin D3. We have the highest quality in winter sun with vitamin K that boosts all your body's defenses, available right now for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Everybody, old, young, black, white, you need vitamin D3. This is the best quality out there, and it funds the InfoWar. 50% off.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live, broadcasting worldwide on this Sunday, February 27th, 2022 broadcast. And we have powerful corporate global interests that think they're smarter than everybody else, think they can take the world over. And they set up the communist Chinese and gave them one-sided trade policies to transfer all our jobs and everything we've got over there. And then anybody could tell you, down the road, the communist Chinese are going to double-cross the globalists. The CFR, the people that said, oh, it's the Chinese century, they're invincible, they're perfect. And as soon as the Chinese broke their deal with them 6-7 years ago, they cut their GDP growth from 15% to 10% to 5% to 3% to teach them to behave themselves. And, of course, the communists didn't care. They wanted to be in charge themselves. Just like Hitler and Stalin in the early 1940s had a deal to divide Eastern Europe amongst themselves. And, of course, Hitler then double-crossed Stalin. That's what these criminals always do. Well, Putin doesn't have any deals with the West. And all he sees is weapons and things being shipped in and prepared to attack them, ladies and gentlemen. And he sees the immorality of the West, and he talks about it. He talked about it in a clip on Friday. Nobody's aired it. We're going to air it coming up start of the next hour, or I'm walking out of here. One way or another, we'll air the whole damn speech if we have to. So, I've tried to explain to people for a long, long time how serious things are. And I understand we've been raised in a country that's been so free and so open that we're domesticated and don't get how much danger we're in. But all of that saved up freedom and all that saved up liberty and all that saved up security that we had in the bank, ladies and gentlemen, is almost gone now. And at a certain point, there's probably no reason to even talk about this anymore. I'm going to go. I'm not mad. I'm going to go home and be with my family. Folks, you just enjoy yourselves and knock yourselves out. I'm serious. I'm gone. I'm out of here. And it's not that I'm mad at the crew. I'm not mad at anybody. I just can't do this anymore. I can't pretend anymore. I can't go along with it. The globalists are going to destroy the whole planet. They can't be stopped. They're Satanists. I just prepared too much for this show. I prepared like 8 hours yesterday. I prepared like 6-7 hours a day. I just can't do it anymore. I'm not even complaining. I just, there's no way to go read all this and look at all this and know all this and then just sit around while the whole culture is totally asleep while the ship's sinking and on fire, and it just becomes an absurdity. Maybe God's just going to allow the planet to be destroyed. And maybe that's the best thing. I mean, I'm not going to blame God if there's big nuclear flashes and we're all dead in a couple days or weeks. I mean, let's just get it over with. Seriously, doesn't Hollywood need to be gone? I mean, don't New York, you know? And I know there's a lot of good people there, but it's like at the same time, just blow us up, God. Let's just get it over with. Seriously. But, you know, the children don't deserve to die, so I shouldn't even sit here and entertain on hypothetical. I'm going to air a tape, and I'm not sure if I'm going to come back, but I'm going to give the crew ready for, you know, in case I go. Because seriously, I need to be with my family. In fact, I think I'm taking off this next week in the middle of all this. Just all of this obscenity and just all of this insanity. I'm just not going to be here. Because I think that's the right thing to actually do, is not even talk about it, not even to look at it. It's like the CNN crap. I don't even care. They're stalking me. They're liars. But it's emblematic of how, well, the whole world burns down and goes down. They're like trying to stop somebody who's trying to stop it and lying about them. I've got all these clips and all this news. I mean, you don't even want to know this stuff, do you? Probably don't. Yeah, just play in the pedo bureaucracy.
The scumbags that prey on America's children are multiplying. They are so brazen that they hunt them on social media.
Danny, no, I need your help now.
We're not here to fight you.
Does it look like we're trying
to
fight you?
No.
You were masturbating to 2 13-year-old.
Got you.
Can you come and get me, Danny?
On the video chat.
Help me, Danny. Danny, will you come help him?
Sometimes they are even the developers of those platforms.
So, when he told you he was 13, what was you thinking?
I didn't know exactly. I thought maybe it was someone in trouble, if they were reaching out, someone thought they knew me. So I was like, I'll continue this conversation.
You weren't even like, well, you're 13, don't
talk
to me?
Yes, of course.
Okay, because you not once in this whole conversation expressed that he was in any kind of trouble. So he never told you that he was in any kind of trouble. So I wouldn't say that for your defense, but we'll keep going. He said, better watch my language with you. And he said, why? Because you're a youngin', you said.
A Vancouver teacher has been implicated in a child pornography ring. Police in Australia have announced the arrest of 11 people. Two are Canadians. As Teresa Lalonde reports, the ring allegedly operated through Facebook.
If we can stop it at that initial point, then we can lessen the impact on the child and hopefully, you know, lessen the distribution of their images and videos of them being tortured.
Facebook would deactivate the suspect's site but not contact police. The suspects would simply set up a new account in a different name.
They are their teachers. They are in top positions in law enforcement.
These two individuals, a deputy in Livingston Parish and his teacher wife, who was a middle school teacher, got caught by Adobe. They were photoshopping things. Adobe turned them into authorities in Louisiana, which launched an investigation. Authorities with the Attorney General's office showed up at the couple's house. They found this safe full of hard drives, computers, thumb drives, things like that. And all of it was encrypted with a software called Keep My Data Safe. And so essentially they had to come in and decode everything. And when they decoded everything, they were alarmed at what they saw. They saw child porn. They saw child rape. They also saw what appeared to be this deputy who was ejaculating on sweets that were then being served to his wife's class.
They are in the tax-fueled bureaucracy that runs our lives.
The Defense Department releasing brand new details into an investigation involving child pornography and dozens of its workers and contractors, some with top-level security clearance. Not only are these very serious accusations, but investigators say some of the people involved were handling the nation's most sensitive secrets.
Take a look at this, for instance. The National Security Agency, the National Reconnaissance Office, and the very secretive Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. Others also worked on actual military installations, including Edwards Air Force Base in California and also the California-based Naval Air Warfare Center. So they had access to military secrets in some cases and military hardware.
Department of Defense computers are being misused to share, to spread, to access child pornography. The Department of Defense does not have an adequate way of responding to this, of tracking down and investigating who as an individual is misusing these computers, who is sharing these pornographic images of children, who is sending them to whom.
This is the hill to die on. The charade has gone on long enough. They can't have our children. John Baum reporting.
Supplement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I stay on air selling high-quality products that you need, that you want, and that you're going to be happy with. That's why you come back and buy products from me again. It's a symbiotic relationship. I promote liberty. I promote freedom. I fight the globalists. And I'm able to do that because you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. And listen, all the products are great. But when it comes to high-quality storable food in an inflationary system with major supply chain breakdowns, this is an absolute 360 win, a no-brainer. And they've got high-quality storable food ready to ship to you right now. The great folks at My Patriot Supply, exclusively at PrepareWithAlex.com, discounted. So again, beat inflation, be prepared, fund the InfoWar. The only way you lose is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com right now. This is high-quality storable food. This is how you beat inflation. Get get yours today. It's ready to ship, but I wouldn't wait because prices are about to go up because inflation is exploding.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Listen, I want to apologize, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart, to the listeners and the crew. But I'm not somebody that sits here and acts like I'm not, you know, that I'm something I'm not. I really care. I'm really informed. I'm really involved. And I'm at the end of my rope with all the stuff going on in the world. And I know the globalists, 9 times out of 10, are the ones lighting the fuse that are endangering all of our lives and our children's lives. And it's like the Gnarls Barkley show. I wasn't crazy because I didn't know enough. I knew too much. So I'm going to stop now. You have my word. So I've gotten, you know, good about not blowing up on air, better than I was. And I'm going to start over and I'm going to plow through the news. But you have to understand something, ladies and gentlemen. There's also a great frustration. Just this stack right here is so horrible. And I refuse to rationalize what's going on and, like, not make it a big deal in my brain and go into Stockholm syndrome. If there's one thing Alex Jones doesn't have, it's the Stockholm gene, where when I'm being abused, I can make excuses for it and I can decide I don't like it. And you know, just go along with it. I can decide I don't like being awake. I don't have the Stockholm gene. And instead, when people are enslaving me and my family and enslaving you, I get extremely upset about it. And just this stack alone right here is unbelievable. Do you know what happened? They had 3 more universities with CRISPR gene editors scan the damn COVID-19. And it is 100% made in a lab, and it's 100% made by Moderna, and it's 100% made in 2016. I had family and friends die. They murdered people I know and debilitated other people I care about. And now they start a war with Russia. I'm so sick of Bill Gates. I'm so sick of Barack Obama. I'm so sick of Hillary Clinton. I can't even look at them anymore. If Vladimir Putin had his fingerprints on a bioweapon, I'd say go to war with the Russians. I've never been to Russia. I don't have a dog in that fight. But I don't ever catch the Russians messing with me. All I get's the criminals raping me and my family and raping you, telling me I'm a Russian. And you know why they call me a Russian? Because the Russians aren't bowing down to their crap either. That's why they call us a Russian. They call anybody that doesn't get down on their knees and bow down to Hollywood and let them screw our kids and F us over the Russians. See, Russia's the new American because they captured America. You can't have a free, open country because everybody else might want that. See, what's happened is people used to love these rants, but they're not good for me when I do them. And I stopped doing the rants over the years. You notice that I get pissed and got to walk off the show because I don't want to start doing this. But I mean, I'm not going to stand here and watch George Soros and Barack Obama blow the damn planet off because they got some kind of satanic fetish with it. See, I told you I was going to focus and cover the news. I'm going to behave myself. I'm going to take deep breaths. And we're going to go through all of it in the next hour. And if I have to, I'll push the great Owen Schroyer back 30 minutes so I can cover all this. Because I got ready to cover all this. And I got prepared, probably a little too much. Anytime I prepare 15 hours for a show, it's the weekend. But I don't ever stop working. I apologize. I have to learn. I've got to just prepare for a couple hours. That's enough. Instead of literally reading three times more than what you see on my desk here, I read at least three times, thousands of pages and thousands of videos and photos, I mean, hundreds of videos. I just, oh my God. But you don't need me to tell you how screwed you're being screwed. Oh, by the way, I've got another video clip we'll never have time to get to. My fault. That people are like, why don't you just play the clip? You know what? Maybe I should just start the next hour and just play clips and not talk. And just let it be self-explanatory to you. Did you see Joe Biden? He said, oh, the economy's great. He fixed it. And you're mentally ill because you don't like the inflation. He actually said that. In that little chicken head, chicken neck, babbling BS. It's like blood in the water to China and Russia. I mean, we're cursed. This is what God has put over us is a corpse. Is a reanimated piece of beef jerky. Okay, settle down. Let me do this in the few minutes that are left here. Just tell you what I got in the stack. You know, I called it a month ago when the CEO of Pfizer said, oh, we actually make whole viruses artificial in the lab. We did make COVID-19. People went, what do you mean you made COVID-19? He goes, oh, you know, off the other virus, just to cover their ass. Now the head of Moderna went on Fox News and admitted, the video's on InfoWars.com, that, okay, it's man-made, big deal, because they're caught red-handed with all the top universities. They look at it and they go, holy, like, you know a 57 Chevy when you see one. Or you know a Dallas Cowboy helmet when you see one. Or you know what a Christmas tree is. Or what Santa Claus looks like. Or, you know, what George Washington looks like. Or what Jesus looks like. I mean, you know the, you know what the Hindenburg looked like. And they look at it and they go, good God, this is the most ridiculous man-made virus we've ever seen. It's got all the codes, how it was cut together. It's synthetic. None of it's real. It's not even pieces of viruses. The whole damn thing is synthetic. And then I got to look at this little chicken neck weasel up there like it's funny that they made it and they killed all these people. And then they shut the economy down. And then they murdered all those people and ran around and pissed on us. And then they made hundreds of billions of dollars. And now they're up there giggling and snickering. Look, look, he's got like a $50 million painting hanging on the wall behind him. I got a stack of that. I got stuff even worse than that. How do you, like, what world do we wake up? Oh, well, he's not a soldier, so he's allowed to kill us with shots. He's not a soldier. He's allowed to create this, caught red-handed with the COVID spike protein program delivery system, 2016, and we had the documents 2 years ago that it was made in a lab, and they, the emails, how they tried to release it and set the Pentagon up and everything else. But just this story alone, you can make 20 movies about. You can talk about it for 1,000 years. This is the crime of the century, and that's just one giant bombshell, massive revelation. Moderna CEO struggles to answer why COVID-19 contains patented gene sequence. It's one out of 3 trillion that you could find that. And that's just in the wild, much less a company that makes those things that was at the center of it, owned partially by Bill Gates, having it 3-4 years before the virus is released. Impossible. It's one thing to say 1 out of 3 trillion, this could occur naturally in nature, but then the very company that rolls it out to try to make you take it is the 1 years before that has it? That's impossible! 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 And so, because I tell the truth, the deep state goes around and pays Judas Iscariot off to lie about me in HBO, CNN, Netflix, you name it, specials. And it doesn't hurt me when they're lying about me. It hurts me that people I never did anything to are literally whole cloth lying about me for 20 pieces of silver when their own future is hanging in the balance. They don't even have life force. They don't have any. I mean, look at this little CEO. Look at this guy. He dumped all his stock before they plunge it in a criminal pump and dump. Don't hold your breath for the Justice Department doing anything about him, because he's like Nancy Pelosi and all the members of Congress. He's above the law. He's allowed to do whatever he wants. And it just gets more insane. This is all COVID nightmare information, all of it confirmed, all of it horrible. But we're so tough, they use that against us, that now that it's come out they did it, now that they've moved on to a new subject, though they're going to bring the lockdowns back later, we're all just supposed to forget about it and brush ourselves off and all the people we buried and just move forward. No, we're not going to move forward. And if it's my dying breath, we're going to make sure you guys are prosecuted. The head of Moderna, the head of Pfizer, Bill Gates, Peter Daszak, that little monster garden gnome Fauci.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.